السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We went over a hadith yesterday describing the characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when dealing with others. Today I want to go over another hadith, which is again another hadith in which Husayn radiallahu an, if you don't know who that is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked his father. Who's his father? Ali radiallahu an. He asked his father Ali radiallahu an about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he used to be, what was his personality. And so Ali radiallahu an says, دائم البشر. He would always be smiling. Really, I want us to adopt this habit. You know, amongst ourselves, obviously it's good. A smile is sadaqah. A smile is a charity. We understand that we get rewarded for it. But I will tell you my practical experience, and that is, you know, when I go outside these walls of the masjid, whether that be the airport, whether that be at any store, I dress the same way I dress in the masjid. Now, I'm not talking about the ruling of this attire, whether you have to or don't have to wear it, but the point I'm trying to make is you can tell that I am a Muslim in the sense that I am, well, I use the word Muslim, but to them, you know, it starts with a T. Okay, I look like that to them. Okay, to each, you'll figure it out. If you don't, use Google to figure it out. Okay, to them, that's what I look like. It's okay. But from my experience, the easiest way to break that perception, and it's the easiest way, because you could sit and have a conversation with that person, and yeah, you know, you could explain to them, and they, you know, you could change their view. But I'll be honest with you, you're never going to have the luxury to do that with every person you meet. If you do, mashallah. But the reality is, we don't have that luxury, right? We can't go to every person and explain to them. So though, you know what I do? When they're staring at me, and they're looking at me with the corner of their eyes, I look at them and I go, and I smile. I'm telling you, in their hearts, a smiling person can't be a bad man. It breaks that ice that they have. And honestly, I could sit here all night and I could tell you different incidents where I've met so many people. And I say this most commonly at an airport. You know, that's when people are really on guard. They see a person like me walk in. Okay? That's okay. It is what it is. I say I'm famous and everybody wants to watch me like a celebrity. I say, you want my autograph? It's okay. I don't take it negative. It's all about perception, how you view it, right? You want to view it like, oh, they're staring at me. Well, then you're going to think negative of it. I think positive of it. So I could tell you stories of so many people who come to me at airport, look at me, they're so scared, I just start smiling. And then, you know, it helps that I'm born and raised here. I don't have an accent in my language, so when I speak to them, I speak to them in their language, and it kind of puts them at ease. But the main point I'm establishing here is two things. Number one, the habit of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was دائم البشر. He was always smiling. So try to make it a point to always smile as much as you can. Even if you feel like, what am I smiling for? Just smile. Why? Because our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smile. So he says he used to always smile. سهل الخلق. He had an easy going nature. لين الجانب. He was soft hearted. ليس بفظ ولا غليظ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, I mentioned this the other day, Allah did not make him hard-hearted. فَبِرَحْمَةٍ. It's from the mercy of Allah, لِنْتَلَهُمْ, that Allah made him soft-hearted, made him have a soft nature. So he was not a person who had a hard heart. nor was he sahab, nor was he a type of person that would be yelling all the time, nor was he fahash, especially for our youngsters. He was not fahash. You know what this means? He did not use foul language. It's so unfortunate. I see it all the time. The only way people know how to communicate, unfortunately, in this time period, especially the youngsters, is that every other word is a foul word. It's like there's no other way to talk. And whenever I see these type of people, I say, Subhanallah, they have such small vocabulary. They don't know any other word. Because all they do is curse the whole time. Remember, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam wasn't fahash. He didn't use foul language. He kept his tongue always clean. Another attribute of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was wala ayyab. He did not try to find, or he did not find faults in things. That wasn't his habit. And this is very important that we understand this too. In a time where everybody is concerned about what other people are doing, not concerned about ourselves. We are concerned about what others are doing. Oh, so-and-so did this. Did you hear so-and-so did that? Or did you hear so-and-so did that? No, this wasn't the Prophet's nature to go and search for the faults of others. He was not mushah. He did not joke excessively either. He joked, because at the end we're going to learn, he used to laugh when the Sahaba used to laugh. Meaning he wanted to join them in their laugh. He wasn't just some hard-hearted, just, I am a Nabi of Allah, I don't know how to have fun. You know, people, they look at me, and I'm nowhere near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But especially my friends or people, especially that I was really close with before I decided to take this path. When I went to school to study madrasa and I came back, I kept a beard and I started wearing this. You know, immediately they look at me like as if like he doesn't know how to have fun. He can't have fun. He's serious all the time. If you spend a little time with me, one quality that I took from my father, of the great qualities that he has. If you spend enough time with my father, he's always joking around. He's always joking around, mashallah. May Allah continue allow him to always joke around. That's his nature. He likes to joke around. If you spend a little bit of time with me and we're in a different setting, you'll see that I am similar. I just like to constantly joke around. Some people know a little bit more than others. That's just, the point is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a human too. He wasn't always about, you know, that's it, you can't smile, you can't do anything. He wasn't that strict, that wasn't his nature. He used to laugh when the Sahaba used to laugh. He used to, you know, if they're joking, he would joke with them too. But again, everything in moderation. That was the unique thing about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything in moderation. So, he used to joke, but not excessively. He used to turn his attention away from things that did not involve him, that did not concern him. This is something that we need to adopt as well. He was such a person that when somebody came to him seeking something, he would never let that person leave without trying to give him something in return. Whether that was financial, whether that was whatever the case may be, he made it a point to always try to please anyone who came to him. His Rasulullah, Ali radiallahu anhu continues on. He says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam abstained from the following three things. Mira, ikthar, wa ma la ya'nihi. Mira means he didn't argue all the time. He didn't want to try to find an argument. Something I need to work on, okay, I'll admit to it. He didn't try to argue all the time. That wasn't his quality. Another thing is ikthar. Now ikthar could be interpreted for two things. It could mean he did not talk a lot. And it coincides with what we talked about yesterday. He didn't talk a lot. He kept silent for long periods. He spoke when necessary. Or it means he didn't concern himself with amassing a lot of wealth. And that's self-understood. That wasn't the nature of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to such a point that on one occasion, after a salah ended, and usually the habit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was what? To read tasbih. You know, he'd read tasbih, he'd read all the adhkar. One day, he got up immediately after salah and he went over the shoulder of the Sahaba and he went to his house. Sahaba were concerned, like, whoa, what's going on? Well, this is not normal for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back out, he said, I had some gold that was given to me, or I had some money and I had not given it in charity. I wanted to give it out. Because he didn't like to amass wealth. I'm not saying we all need to be like that, but a little bit of it. So with that being said, during the khatam, when we ask people to donate to help fund this place, I'll remind you of this hadith inshallah. I won't send you home, make sure you bring it with you. I don't know if you're going to come back. So, and then another thing he used to leave, ma la ya'nihi. And subhanallah, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he says, min husni al-islami, or min husni islami mar'i, tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi, o kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. The beauty of a person's Islam You want to know the beauty. You want to know how to have a beautiful Islam. We all want to have it, right? تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. Leave that which does not involve you. I'm telling you, in this time, there are so many people that go through mental illness. And it exists. It's a reality. People do it. People have these things. But in my personal, in my humble opinion, one of the main reasons why people go through so much anxiety and issues outside of financially trying to provide for their family is because in social media, all you are shown or all people show you is what they want you to see. So you go on social media and you start flipping and so-and-so says, I had this and I have that and I have this and I have that car and I have this. You know what that does to the heart? You know what that does to the brain? It makes you think that's a reality. When you start thinking that which is not real is a reality, you start to go towards it. You start to go towards it. Meaning you want it too, but it's not a reality. And when you try to go towards it, you find out something. The cold reality. It was never real in the first place. I'm telling you, when you pay so much attention to what these people are showing you, you're concerning yourself with what they have. Don't concern yourself with what they have. That's one aspect of not concerning yourself. Don't concern yourself with what they have. Don't worry about what they have. Be happy with what Allah has given you. The more you see people with other things, the more you're going to say, well, I want this and I want that. But you never even know if it's true. The second thing is, تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. Learn this lesson. You will have a peaceful, peaceful heart and a peaceful, peaceful mind. We'll end with this, and I hope this is something we take away from here. Today, and it's been an issue for some time now, not community, but it's kind of afflicted the Muslim Ummah as well. And that is, we are so busy trying to find out what others have done, haven't done, what they make, what they do. Oh, so-and-so had this going on. Oh, did you hear so-and-so? They did this. They did that wrong thing. They did this wrong thing. Why are we concerning ourselves with others? My personal practice is, if someone ever comes to me and tries to tell me about someone else, I say, I don't want to hear it. I don't need to know. I don't care to know. No, but you should know this happened. What difference does it make to me? It's not me. If he went through some mistake or she went through some mistake, something happened, it was a mistake in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is me knowing about it going to do anything? Nothing. All it's going to do is make me think ill of this person. You will gain nothing in this. And to put an extra point on this, make no mistake about it. If this is the type of conversations we have at our dinner tables, if these are the type of conversations we have within our homes, I promise you one thing, it will affect your children. And when they grow up, they're going to think it's normal. And when you do something in your house, they're going to tell everybody else about it. So take this advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. Things that don't involve you, that you have nothing to do. You gaining knowledge of it does you nothing other than thinking bad of someone. Leave it. Don't worry about it. Someone wants to tell you, say, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to backbite. I don't want to know about it. And inshallah, you'll have less worries on your mind, less things that will darken your heart because you won't be finding out about others' faults and stuff, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on what has been said. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.